Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and on this second Sunday of Advent, I'd like to share with you part of something that Pope Benedict said when he reflected on our Gospel today, Matthew chapter 3, and talked about St. John the Baptist. Here's what he said. While the Advent journey continues, while we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, John the Baptist's appeal for conversion rings out in our communities. It is a pressing invitation to open our hearts to receive the Son of God who comes among us to make manifest the divine judgment. It is today, in the present, that our future destiny is being played out. It is our actual conduct in this life that decides our eternal fate. At the end of our days on earth, at the moment of death, we will be evaluated on the basis of our likeness, or lack of it, to the child who is about to be born in the poor grotto of Bethlehem, because he is the criterion of the measure that God has given to humanity. The Heavenly Father, who expressed his merciful love to us through the birth of his only begotten Son, calls us to follow in his footsteps, making our existence, as he did, a gift of love. Through the Gospel, John the Baptist continues to speak down the centuries to every generation. His clear, harsh words are particularly salutary for us, men and women of our time, in which the way of living and perceiving Christmas unfortunately all too often suffers the effects of a materialistic mindset. The voice of the great prophet asks us to prepare the way of the Lord, who comes in the external and internal wildernesses of today, thirsting for the living water that is Christ. May the Virgin Mary guide us to true conversion of heart, so that we may make the necessary choices to harmonize our mentalities with the Gospel.